From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, some of the Bustamante Hospital's little hearts get mended. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 10 patients with 10 little hearts now have 10 more reasons to smile, thanks to Chain of Hope and its partners. Over the last week, children ranging from 1 to 12 years old have undergone cardiothoracic surgery carried out by a local and US-based medical team. Executive Director of Chain of Hope Jamaica, Aroya Eubanks, says it's part of the wider mission to save thousands of children yearly who might have otherwise died due to their family's inability to afford treatment.
The medical mission currently at the Bustamante Hospital is a yearly mission from the Congenital Heart Institute of Florida, made up of doctors and nurses who work at the Johns Hopkins Hospital and other hospitals in the United States. The mission is fully sponsored by Chain of Hope, and it's part of our mandate, our mission, our objectives in terms of supporting the cardiac program at the Bustamante Hospital for Children.
The team of surgeons comprised both local and U.S. doctors, including Jeff Jacobs, head of the American team, and Jamaican Dr. Sherrard Little, the local team leader. Director of Florida-based Gift of Life, Heidi Hess, says she was impressed with the cadre of professionals working at the hospital daily.
Most of the children here have either had holes in their heart and we're closing those holes and the children have done quite well, or they are having their valves repaired. And this has been one of the aims of this mission, is to bring a specialist down here to train the local Jamaican physicians on how to do very complex valve repairs instead of replacements on children that have had infections of their valves or rheumatic heart disease. The team that's here right now is very, very well trained. And most of the surgery that we do during training missions, the local team can do independently now. They just need the space and the staff support to be able to just take the ball and run with it.
Gift of Life is playing a major role in the building and equipping of a cardiac unit at the hospital, and plans are well advanced for the completion of the facility.
I'm very grateful to Chain of Hope and the other partners for the work that they have been doing long before my time, but certainly since I've come on board, I've learned enough to respect and value their efforts. And we have been working together to enhance those efforts. Firstly, to complete the cardiac facility here. It's going to be the only of its kind, not just in Jamaica, but the region.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He says he's looking forward to the completion of the facility before the end of the year. Chief Executive Officer of Chain of Hope International, Emma Scanlon, reaffirmed her organization's commitment to making the plan a reality.
We're really here to support the development of a local Jamaican cardiac program, and we want to see a Jamaican cardiac program not only for the children of Jamaica, but also the wider areas, to bring kids in from islands such as Grenada and Trinidad, as we've done in the past. So we have aspirations for Jamaica to be the hub for cardiac service for children in the region. So Chain of Hope, along with another charity, Caribbean Heart Mentors, we've been coming to Jamaica for 20 years, actually. Some people may remember we were actually organising for the late Princess of Wales. It's 20 years since her death. We were organising for her to come to the island 20 years ago. Our founder, Sir Magdi Yacoub, he's actually been visiting the island since the 60s, helping at University Hospital and helping the development of cardiac services over years. So we've been very invested in Jamaica. It has a special place in our hearts, and we're committed to making this work.
Just days after their surgery, some of the children were up and about, looking bright and bushy-tailed, evidence of a renewed Chain of Hope. And that's how we end today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, reminding you to share the love, no matter who you are. Have a productive week.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.